Hey guys, what's going on? We are going to try something new today. We're going to jump right into it. Just because we are terrible people, and sometimes, especially with me getting sick and whatnot, we don't want to leave you guys with nothing and have one episode go south. So we're going to try something new.
And like, and
please explain to us. I'm just rambling.
Well, I was just going to say, like, we do, or at least I try to be kind of active on our social media. I try to like post stuff on Instagram once in a while.
Yeah, I'm terrible with that.
You're not as good about Instagram. I'll see you on like Facebook or something.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah, I have the Facebook like attached.
So. We try to post things throughout like the breaks, but it is like a big break, and we both kind of acknowledge that. How it's like we do it every other week because we don't want to like overload ourselves, because we both have a lot of things going on normally. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it does feel like a significant break, and it's like when we get back together, it's like we talk for like, you know, an hour and a half, sometimes almost 2 hours just to do the podcast. But then we talk for like an hour before the podcast, and a lot of times he'll stay like for an hour or two after the podcast. So I think a part of what we want to try to do is take the podcasts and break them down into more manageable, like the bite-sized podcasts, I guess you could say. Where instead of just like taking an hour and a half or 2 hours and uploading like this massive episode that we only do like every other week, we take these episodes and break them down into smaller chunks that are easier for you guys to digest when you have a few minutes, because you don't have to dedicate a portion of your day. You know, it's like a car ride or something like that, something that you can more easily digest in, with a few minutes to spare, and also for us to have more content coming out more consistently. You're not getting a podcast and then not hearing from us for like a week and a half, 2 weeks, however long. So it seemed like, at least in our heads, it seems like a really good idea to start breaking them down a little bit more, making shorter episodes that we put out more frequently, rather than one big episode and then nothing for a while. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I'd kind of been thinking about for a little bit, but I have to give a shout out to my buddy Rich. He kind of prompted this change. He was the one that he brought it up, saying he was like way behind on the podcast because he was having trouble finding the time to listen to it, because he listens to a good amount of podcasts, but he mostly does it, you know, like on car rides and on his way to and from work, things like that. And so, he kind of prompted this change. So, hopefully it'll be good for us and it'll be good for you guys.
And you know, one of the things that I like about it too, that we didn't discuss off screen, is if we have some people that are interested in, say, what we're going to talk about first with our movie discussion or movie trailer discussion, but they don't really care about games, or, you know, if they don't care about games, they care about the movies, or if all they want to listen to us is about the board game talk,
yeah.
You know, they have the choice just to listen to that and then go on without having to try to cycle through an hour and a half long podcast to figure out where that begins to go from there and mm-hmm. start. So I like this. I think it's going to be a good change. And please let us know in the comments or Facebook, Instagram, anything. Send us messages. Let us know what you guys think about it and what else we can do to continue to improve our show and make sure we give you the quality content that you probably don't come here to expect. But
getting more and more inefficient.
Exactly. Considering that right as we sat down, right before Tyler hit start, that's when he told me we're going to try this.
New yeah. One. Well, it was something I knew I wanted to talk to them in person about it, but I had just really kind of thought I want to do this like earlier this week when I was yes. talking to my buddy Rich about it. And so I texted him saying, hey, I want to talk to you about like the format of our podcast next time you're over. And so whenever we sat down to record, I was like, oh, hey, before we record, what if we did it this way? So it's just kind of a spur of the moment thing. Hopefully it'll stick and hopefully it'll be good.
Yes. So anyway, outside of that, what's been going on recently with me? Honestly, like I said, Tyler, so you posted a wonderful message on our Facebook and Instagram. Well, Facebook may be good for them, but not for me, telling me I love Batman v Superman.
Oh yeah.
You really forgot. Okay.
I didn't get like an angry call or text message, and so I thought maybe you hadn't seen that.
Oh, I saw it. All right, I was just waiting to call you out here. No, I gotta say, I woke up Sunday morning. We were planning to record, and I just had this pulse pounding headache that I could move the rest of my body, but even moving my head just a little bit was a no bueno at all. But feeling better now, obviously. That's why we're here on a Tuesday today.
Yeah.
I think today's Tuesday, at least.
Today is Tuesday.
To film some topics, to chat about some things.
Yeah.
And really, other than that, we're just kind of getting ready for Christmas. You know, favorite time of year coming around. Football season is winding down. The Bills, of course, are terrible again this year, which, you know, is to be expected. And really not much else going on. You know, we've got some big plans. I don't want to spoil the plans. We kind of mentioned a little bit on the last show for this weekend for us. But we'll be talking about that maybe Sunday, or most likely Sunday, unless something big happens.
But I guess we could tell them, get it hyped up.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do this. Since we're about to talk movie in this one.
Yeah, so this episode, we're gonna try to not only break them up, we're going to try to theme them, like Mike was saying. So this one, we're going to be focusing on some of the new trailers that we've seen, and we're also, in the next episode, we're going to be talking video games. And I was thinking, I don't know yet, I've got an idea for a third one that we might go forward with, but I'll need to talk to you about it kind of off camera first. Okay. So right now we're going to be focusing on movies, but... if any of you are Amazon Prime members, you've probably heard this, but they were doing a special pre-screening of Aquaman just for Amazon Prime members. And so without even telling Mike that I was doing it, I went ahead and got us two tickets to see the pre-screening of Aquaman. So we'll be seeing it about a week before it actually comes out in theaters. And so we're going to make, normally, like I said, we normally do every other week. And we're going to be doubling up this week. We're doing today, and we're going to split this into a few episodes, and then we're going to film another big one on Sunday of our viewing experiences, because right now, Saturday night, we've got Aquaman, but also Friday night, we've got Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. And so those are going to be two big ones that I'm sure we'll both want to talk about at length. So those might even be like separate episodes on their own, depending on how short we're cutting these now.
Yeah, that's gonna be a fun one.
But we'll see. But yeah, so we've got both of those, and I think this is first and foremost exciting for me, because I think this is the first time that we've had a chance to get our thoughts and our review of a movie out before the movie is actually out. So this will be an opportunity, you know, because once the movie's out and everybody's gone to see it, there's less incentive there for them to go, like, see what other people thought. And I mean, you know, there are a lot of people that are interested in that. But I think this is one of the first opportunities we'll have to, like, get our thoughts out there and give our recommendation or non-recommendation before the mass audiences have put up their thoughts. So that's super cool to me that we're actually going to be part of, like, the minority groups that have seen it before the mass audiences.
Absolutely. You know, just to kind of see what it's all about, getting a chance to do it. You know, obviously it was for Amazon Prime members, but for us to be able to come and talk about it with how many movies we've seen in general, you know, I'm looking very forward to discussing that and getting it out there. And, you know, hopefully that'll help us, and hopefully we can get some more chances to do that for other movies in the future. But happy to start with Aquaman, because I actually do like Aquaman from DC. And, you know, Jason Momoa is great, but we'll talk about that then. But what else is going on with you before we jump into these movies, trailers, whatever we're talking about first?
Mostly, okay, so it's still up in the air. It's not a surefire thing yet. But if everything works out, I'm going to go back in and talk with the principal again. But if everything works out the way we were talking about last week, next week before we break for Christmas, I should be starting my new full-time position at the school.
Beautiful.
It was going to be January, because the teacher that I'm replacing is retiring the day before Christmas break starts. So there's only going to be one day where that teacher isn't there. And that's mostly Christmas parties and things anyway. So she's kind of like non-essential staff on that last day anyway, is my understanding at least. But I talked to the principal, and she said she wants to get me in, and that'll give me a great opportunity to kind of go around and, you know, meet my students, get used to the class, stuff like that, with kind of like a low-stress environment, being they are going to be doing parties and things. And so I'm really hoping it could still be January, depending on how quickly we can expedite, like, the new hire process. But if all goes well, next week I will be, next like Thursday or Friday, I will be like a full-time teacher. So
moving on up in the world, I like
yeah.
it. I like
so
it a lot.
So that's kind of like the really big deal. That's the thing that's kind of like got me psyched up right now. Other than that, it's been a lot of DIY stuff. I've been working on two different projects that I can't really talk about either one right now because they're both for Christmas. I showed you one of them.
Yes.
And I mentioned the other one. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. But
potentially.
I I showed Mike one of the things I was working on, and I've got another project that I'm finishing up now. But those are both going to be Christmas presents for people that might potentially be watching or listening. So I don't want to give too much away, but I've got a couple more custom projects in the work. You guys saw the Xbox build that I was doing, the Xbox PC build, and it's not quite as like in depth or industrious as that. But I think they're kind of fun little projects. So I'll talk more about those after Christmas.
And honestly, like I said, for me, not too much more has been going on outside of being sick last week. I set up the flea market to try to sell out some more stuff. I had a really good day, so I got to make monthly payments on things this time around. So that's always a good sign. Playing some Smash Brothers, which we'll talk about later. And that's really, honestly, about it. Nothing too much more exciting on my end has been going on. Yeah. So just ready to jump right in because we have some amazing trailers to talk about.
Yeah.
So so starting out, I think we're going to start with Captain Marvel. The second trailer recently came out for Captain Marvel.
Yes.
And
because the first trailer was very much just kind of a sizzle reel, and this one actually kind of showed us a little bit more of what we were dealing with.
And boy, I'm looking forward to this movie.
Yeah.
And I want to point out one thing. I hate to be the negative person, but I just want to. And it's not anything bad about, you know, what I think about is going to happen with the movie. But it's just something that the world we live in right now. It's the same fear that I had with Black Panther, that if this movie doesn't do well, they're going to say it's because of a female lead.
I can't see this movie not doing well.
No, same with me, because I'm really looking forward to it. Obviously, Captain Marvel is a huge asset to this team, especially going into Infinity War Part 2, which is Endgame. We'll talk about that next. Mm-hmm. But I just have that feeling that I want it to do well, and I know it's going to do well, but I just feel it's the same thing as the Black Panther, is that if Black Panther didn't do well, people would say it's because of an African-American lead.
Yeah.
But for this one, being now a lead woman, and not just a lead woman, but you know, one of the strongest characters in the Marvel Universe, period, that's what gets me. Yeah. But I think this movie is going to be fantastic. It's set in the 90s, so of course I'm all in on that one already. Plus, Captain Marvel, again, is just one of those characters that is essential for what they're about to deal with.
Yeah.
I said that already. But what are some of your thoughts? Let's bounce off each
other. So I really liked that I think everybody kind of knew, or they kind of assumed, whenever in the sizzle reel trailer they showed her just like punching an old lady for no reason. Mm-hmm. Everybody kind of knew what was going on. But this trailer really shows them kind of fleshing out the fact that it was definitely like a Skrull or something.
Yes.
Because it like jumps up and starts fighting her. And I think that was one of those like kind of easy to identify moments that they just kind of were like, yeah, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. It's weird to see Samuel L. Jackson with hair. That's a thing now.
It is a thing.
And so that's weird. But and I mean, it's not the first time they've done that either. But it's still always odd to me. I think I really like Brie Larson.
I do too.
I've never seen a movie that she's been in that I haven't at least been impressed with her. I mean, she's obviously got movies that I like better than other movies. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's like not all of her movies are like my favorites or anything, but I've always been impressed with at least her role in those movies. I mean, especially like her leading lady roles, like Room, I thought was just fantastic. The new Kong was pretty good. Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true.
But, you know, it's like movies like that. I think she's versatile and is always up to pretty much whatever they give her. So whenever I found out they were casting her, I was excited for that because I've always liked her. And I think now that I've seen footage of it, I'm just getting more and more confident that it was a really smart choice. So I think one thing I'm really excited for is just to see her in action. Yeah. I really like that casting choice.
Absolutely. You know, just from the trailers that I've seen, from the two trailers, the sizzle reel plus the real trailer, I really like the direction this movie's taken. I like how it's going to... I think it's going to set up very well and kind of explain where she's been.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even throughout the MCU as is, and at the end of Infinity War, which if you haven't seen it by now, I guess spoilers, but, you know, the end credits scene where, you know, Fury is calling for her. Like, I know someone who can help. Where was she beforehand? And really, you know, at the beginning of Endgame, which we'll talk about it, it's going to be interesting to know where she was to see if she was wiped out or not, or how was she able to survive being wiped out from Thanos' snap.
Yeah.
Because Fury just like, I'm going to try calling her. And,
yeah,
you know, we'll see. But I think in terms of this movie, it's...
Maybe she was off planet.
She could have been.
Maybe she wasn't on Earth. And maybe she's the one that's going to save Tony Stark.
We're going to talk about that in the next one because there's been some Twitter stuff going on. I don't know if you saw. Yeah.
I've been
hilarious Twitter stuff.
I've kind of been staying away from a lot of the speculation and theories.
Oh, no,
it's not.
It's not a theory. It's just people being funny and Marvel getting into it.
Oh.
So we'll talk about that.
I did hear about NASA. I heard that NASA
put something out. We'll talk about that one then. We got to finish up with Captain Marvel first. But that's something I love how people react. And we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
But really, just for this one, you know, it comes out, I think, February, I want to say. Early February, mid-February, something like that. So I think it's going to set up very well. It's going to be a different type of movie to hype up for Infinity War. And I'm kind of interested to see, or Endgame, I'm kind of interested to see what the end credit scene is going to be for that one, since technically this movie takes place, I guess, after the first Captain America, but then he wakes up really in our time. And then, you know, you have the events of everything else going on. What could that be? So I'm looking very forward to seeing this movie. I think it's going to be, you know, as of right now, I'm not going to lie, I'm looking more forward to see this than Spider-Man Far From Home, believe it or not. I don't know why. It's just, it looks like just that type of movie. It could be because it is set in the 90s, and I look forward to being like, Ty, look, do you see that? Do you see that? You know, as everyone knows me, I'm a big 90s freak, and I always will be. But, you know, I'm very much looking forward to this. I can't wait to see Brie Larson in action. I can't wait to see Captain Marvel, just because of the impact that she had on Infinity War in the comics, and to see how much they would change, keep the same, or whatnot going forward for that.
Yeah.
So, do you have anything else before we move on to Endgame?
I don't think so.
All right, so you want to talk about Endgame now as you're Googling stuff?
I am. I had a thought that I want to look up before saying anything. But yes, let's move on.
All right, so for Endgame, and what Todd and I were kind of touching on, so now we can talk about this around the subject.
Yeah.
Is at the beginning of the trailer, you saw Tony Stark floating in space. He's talking to the helmet, leaving a message for Pepper Potts, saying, you know, food and water ran out. Oxygen's going to run out tomorrow. So the internet can sometimes be good, Tyler. The internet has banded together, and everybody was tweeting at the official NASA account to go help find Tony Stark.
Mm-hmm.
And NASA tweeted out, like, hey, you know, we appreciate it. You know, we're going to stop tweeting us to find Mr. Stark. To even where Marvel got involved and said, we'll take all the help we can get. And it's just stuff like that that these companies see and they don't mind doing, and they get involved with it. And to me, it's absolutely fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of this trailer to get hyped up, and you know there's going to be at least one more, if not two more going forward, because there were some characters that were not shown in the trailer that were missing, that survived, I should
say. There were some that survived that weren't shown, and I've also... There were some characters that were dusted that showed up.
So I think
have you seen like the rumors and the screenshots and things like that?
I have not, actually.
Okay, so there was one where it was on Stark's ship.
Okay.
Whenever he's floating around at the beginning.
Okay.
So one of the like eagle-eyed viewers pointed out there was a screenshot that has been floating around, where you can see, and I mean, it wasn't, you know, like, blink and you'll miss it. Like, it looked like they were very much saying she's there. But, what is, Nova?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Nova was on the ship.
Ooh, okay.
So they pointed that out. And there was also, this one was very much like a blink and you'll miss it kind of thing. But, one person, and it's like a grainy screenshot. This could just be like speculation. But one person, there's a screenshot that if you look really closely, like up in the corner, you can see what looks like Baby Groot's head like poking out. And so they're wondering if they either like find a part of Groot that somehow didn't get dusted, or if they're able to like maybe like, you know, plant it, like maybe if he left a seed behind, or maybe if he's just one of the ones that gets resurrected or whatever. But somebody pointed out that like in just a few frames, like up in the corner, you can see like Baby Groot's head poking around. So those have both been pointed out that I hadn't even realized the first time I watched the trailer.
I'll have to go watch the trailer again now, yeah. I think. It's, you know, well, it's funny you mention it. It's like a few of the characters that like you see a little bit of Crud, Gamora's sister. Let me out here.
Gamora's sister isn't named Crud.
No, I know. I can't remember her name right now. Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. Say it for me. You don't know it either. Gamora's sister. But she was there.
I don't know.
Okay, well, God, this is professional. So, you know, they showed a screen of her, but, like, Rocket Raccoon survived. He was not there. You had, for whatever reason, a nice, clean-shaven Chris Evans / Captain America, for whatever reason. Hawkeye survived. We're going to finally have Hawkeye, because where the hell was he in the first part? But it looked like when Black Widow found him.
Nebula,
thank you. When Black Widow found Hawkeye, he seemed to be like in some other district or some other area that maybe not even on Earth, but who knows? You know, he seems to have a new haircut and a new attitude. He's got some swords, it looks like.
I know, that's so cool.
So that's gonna be interesting to see what they do with
him. I wanna know, is he like not gonna be Hawkeye anymore? Have they, being he's got like the katanas or whatever now, are they kind of like making him a new persona for him?
I guess we're gonna see on this one.
I'm excited for that. He looks like some sort of ninja samurai, and I'm super stoked.
So, I think the next big part was, when Black Widow and Captain America are tied, like, you know this is going to work, and Captain America says, I know it will, because I don't know what to do if it doesn't, and then, like, it just... Oh, I just get goosebumps thinking about it. I can't.
And he's shaved.
He is shaved.
That's been a big deal on the internet.
Yes, because so the internet if you just
were,
dissects everything.
If you were one of those people that was super into Cap's beard, it's gone. So if you were super into that, don't bother going to see Endgame.
Yes, that's all I care about is Chris Evans with a beard. I mean, you could just look at me with my beard if you want, because I'm not shaving this anytime soon. But I think the end credit after it says, you know, Avengers Endgame was awesome. You just see Scott Lang, Ant-Man, pull up. Hey, would you buzz me in? And there's
which again, you know, there's all sorts of speculation right now about how he got back. He's not still in the shadow realm.
Yes. But I think the greatest meme I've seen so far was, you know, it's like Marvel be like, who you expect to save the universe? And it's like a picture of Captain Marvel. And then who's really going to save it? And it's just Ant-Man like saying, hey, let me in.
Yeah.
So I can't wait for this movie. I can't wait to see another trailer. You know, a lot of people got emotional because they were like looking at pictures of everyone who potentially was lost, like Spider-Man was there. Shuri, we don't know what happened to her. Is there speculation of where she is from the Black Panther universe?
Yeah, because they did, part of the trailer, they do show them like looking at the ones who are assumed dead, like the ones that are missing. And Shuri's picture was up on that list. So I don't know if that means that she's actually gone, but at least within the context of the movie, they're assuming she's gone.
Now, the one thing, I think we've somewhat talked about this before, I don't remember. Recently, probably a few months ago, two, three, I don't remember when, it was somewhat recent, Chris Evans posted on Twitter saying that, hey, you know, it's been amazing playing Captain America these years. We just wrapped up filming, blah, blah, blah. Essentially saying that he's gonna die in this movie, but and this is what I say. And Tyler, do you care? I know you were like, "Hey, you don't really watch anymore." If I spoil a little bit of The Walking Dead for you,
oh no, go ahead.
Okay, so here's my thinking on this one, and I'm gonna compare it to Walking Dead. They announced, and they had trailers, and they had hype and promotions that this current season of The Walking Dead, or at least season 9, part 1, was gonna be Rick Grimes' final episodes, right? So on the last episode that he was on, and this is a spoiler for people who haven't seen it, but it's also been already shown what's happening and been announced. There was a scene of him hurt, running, trying to get away from walkers, shoot a bridge, and everyone thinks he dies. He doesn't die, though. He gets carried off in a helicopter with another character, which is, he's not dead. Everyone thought he was going to die, and now there's going to be movies of him. I think they said there's going to be like 3 standalone movies of The Walking Dead, not with his normal group, unless he comes back later on. Mm-hmm. My question is, especially with how tight-lipped Marvel is with things, I mean, Tom Holland has a joke, who plays Spider-Man, who says, who's notorious for slipping up and essentially spoiling movies. I mean, mm-hmm. he spoiled the Far From Home title before it was officially yeah. shown. Whether that was a slip-up or not.
You know, bless him.
Oh, yes, he's a good kid.
I'm so glad he's part of this.
He really is Peter Parker.
He's the best kid ever. I'm just so glad he's here.
So my thinking is, why would Marvel be okay with Chris Evans posting that? I don't think he's going to die. You know, I don't know if he'll get, essentially, Captain America 4, mm-hmm. but I'm sure he'll be a part of things, even if it's just a couple scenes, like maybe if he was a Tony Stark-esque character, like in Homecoming, Spider-Man right. Homecoming.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my speculation. I don't think he's going to die. Everyone seems to think he will, because, you know, they're essentially passing the torch to Captain Marvel, to Spider-Man, to let them kind of take over as the new Avengers.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll definitely see on that one. But I'm very much looking forward to this movie. I'm sure when the second trailer comes out, we'll talk about that too. But what else do you guys think? I know I kind of took over that topic.
No, I think you covered it pretty good. I think at least the big moments got covered. I know. I think you pretty much captured all the big moments, and then I was mentioning like the little character pop-ups. Yes. To kind of look for in the trailer if you watch it again, when you watch it again.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So I have not seen Nova in there, so I have to go and check that out. But really, that's all I got for this one. So
okay, I've got one more. I don't know if you heard about this or not. So did you see that there is a trailer for Far From Home? Being you were talking about it,
they said it's coming, but I don't.
It has not released to the public.
Oh, okay.
It was shown at a convention. It was like a comic convention or something like that.
Okay.
It showed and. As it was premiering, Tom Holland was tweeting a little bit about it. Some of the people that were at the event were tweeting about it, stuff like that. So if you go and look it up, there is some information about Far From Home, which I know you were just talking about this. Mm-hmm. But so basically what
Jake Gyllenhaal is Nova. Or is
that's Nova?
Not Nova, whatever it was.
Jake Gyllenhaal is Mysterio.
Mysterio. Close enough.
Nova. But see, here's the key thing. Here's the thing that you didn't know whenever you were talking just a minute ago. They said Far From Home is going to pick up, like, just a few minutes after Endgame ends.
Oh.
It's legitimately going to be, like, an immediate follow-up. The beginning of Far From Home is going to be, like, right after Endgame is over. And it's going to be... So, they said you could see Jake Gyllenhaal as Mysterio. You saw Maria Hill and Nick Fury. So, both of them are going to be back in some capacity. And... they said it's also going to take place at least partially in Europe. I don't know if it's going to be like during a senior class trip or what, but they said it's at least going to be partially set in Europe. They said you got to see Jake Gyllenhaal's Mysterio, and they said Nick Fury and Maria Hill are both back. So, and they also said it takes place right after Endgame.
All right.
I don't know a lot about it yet. Obviously, we haven't seen the trailer, but the snippets I've been able to get from like tweets and reactions from that convention have revealed at least that much.
So I'm wondering if we'll get any more of the other heroes in that movie as well, then, if it picks up right after.
Yeah,
so
very well could.
I don't know. I'm excited. We got a good year. We got a good year of Marvel movies coming out. The three Marvel movies we get.
Yeah.
Now before they just say, screw it, here's four Marvel movies.
We have got a super excellent slate of films coming up.
No, we're not even done with this year yet.
I know.
You know, I still got to go see Grinch. I'll probably see that this week. We got the two this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I think after that we're done, but I could be wrong. So who knows? But yeah, anyway, that's all I got to say for this one.
Yep.
We'll be back with our video game chat, but hopefully you like this new format. So let us know.
All right. See ya.
See ya.